Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of course, the broadcast from there, we have one game that's going to be telecast statewide. Well, a couple of games are going to be telecast statewide. One of them will be Georgia Public Broadcast. That game starts at 7:30 tonight, and that will be at Carrollton. They're taking on Walton. The guy who will be on the call for that game, as he is each and every Friday night, Matt Stewart, joins us now. Matt, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. Welcome back to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sam.
How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you. We've just been here, and we're on early tonight because we got a Hawks game coming on. So we're here doing a preview edition. So we're glad we get a chance to talk with you. Talk about this game you guys got coming up tonight.
Wow, what an interesting ball game. Here's Walton. Can they come down from one of the biggest state playoff upsets, certainly in the last 25 years, and that was their victory over number one Buford last Friday night, and then get back up for a sneaky good Carrollton team? And I call them sneaky good. They're 12-0. They're ranked number three in the GPB top 10. But no one's really talked a lot about Carrollton this year, other than that freshman quarterback, Juju Lewis. They're just kind of flying under the radar. The Region 2 champions, they obliterated Lowndes and Marietta in the first two rounds of the state playoffs. And, man, they are really good and sneaky good. They're like plus 22 in turnover margin. They got a lot of good things going on besides that freshman quarterback under head coach Joey King. I think we got a great ball game tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it, Matt. We watched you guys all year. You've had some great games. This may be one of the best ones. Like I said, Walton's either going to really propel into this next level after that win last week, or can they come down from that and maybe a struggle? You look at Carrollton, and yeah, this is their chance to really get in that conversation to be a state championship contender. What's going to be a key to the game moving forward that somebody watching can be looking for?
Well, I think several things. You know, last week, Walton hit on almost every one of their gambles. They onside kicked. They went for it on fourth down. They weren't perfect. They didn't hit on all of them, but they hit on a lot of them. Do they do that again? The game we had with Walton a couple of weeks ago, about 6 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, when North Cobb just wiped them out 33-6. You know, they tried to open the game with a onside kick. North Cobb was ready for it. Short field, scored a touchdown, and then, you know, the route was on from there. You know, does Walton come back out again tonight, try to do those onside kicks? Carrollton, of course, as any good coaching staff would do it. They've been preparing for that, not just onside kicks, but pooch kicks, angle kicks, the whole thing. I think that's going to be a key. They've kind of been a roll-the-dice kind of team here this season under Daniel Bruner, and they've won most of those roll-the-dice. Do they do that again tonight? Is Carrollton ready for it? And, you know, Carrollton, like I said, they're sneaky good. Everybody talks about Juju Lewis, and rightfully so. He's one of the top freshman quarterbacks in the country with 22 offers already, including Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. But their defense is really good, too. I think they have three shutouts this year, five games. They've held opponents to a touchdown or less. They just shut down Lowndes and Marietta first 2 weeks of the playoffs. I think those are all factors there. And can Carrollton avoid a bad game from Juju Lewis? The last time we saw him, against Westlake. They won the game, but he threw four picks. I mean, he threw 10 picks the whole year. He had four in the first half of that game. So can he bounce back from the last time we saw him? Not that we have anything to do with it, but can he bounce back from that? Can he play big in a big game like he's done in other big games this year?
Yeah, you know, Sam Carrollton is...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the quarterfinals for the eighth straight year. And now they're in 7-8.
It's for the 40th time.
Yeah.
And this is the 40th time in their history they are in the in the quarterfinals. In their first year in 7A, they like Buford, there's another similar storyline. Carrollton's another team playing up in 7A for the first time ever. And, you know, they've done very well in 7A, but Buford done very well in 7A until last Friday night. So that's another factor there. But, yeah, Carrollton has an extraordinary football history. It's kind of like Valdosta, though.
Yep.
This is their 40th all-time quarterfinal. They have seven state championships, not nearly as many as Valdosta. But they haven't won one since 1998, and they only have one in the last 47 years. But they typically are a team that's playing, you know, this late into the season. Thanksgiving week, it's just kind of the way they do things in Carrollton. It's not a really a big surprise that they're in the quarterfinals. This is what they do almost every year, regardless of the coach. And, of course, Joey King is 24-2 in his two seasons as the head coach, having not lost this year.
We're spending some time with Matt Stewart. He's getting set to call GPB. He, along with Wayne Gandy tonight, the game between Carrollton and Walton in Class 7A, a surprise team. A lot of people thought we would be seeing Buford in this game, but not. Who else has been a surprise for you this season? Matt, as you know, some of the games that you've seen during the course of the season, teams you watched.
Yeah, I don't think that Walton's a surprise by any means. It's a surprise that they beat Buford, of course. Of course, Daniel Bruner told us, you know, he was not surprised. They felt like they had a great game plan, and they executed it well. And obviously they did. I don't call them a surprise team. It's a surprise that they're here in this round, because to get to this round, they had to beat Buford to get here. That's what makes that a surprise. As far as surprise teams, I mean, I'd have to think about it. I mean, you look at the teams that are here and, you know, in this round, the quarterfinal round, I'm trying to think of anybody who I just did not well, St. Francis, there you go. There's one in single A. St. Francis under head coach Frank Barden, who won a state championship at Cartersville. Mm-hmm. There's one for you. That's a team that is a big surprise, certainly, to be in this. I think I was reading the Maxwell ratings had them as like a 1% chance to get to the playoffs, much less the quarterfinals. So, or maybe the quarterfinals, a 1% chance. Dooley County's another team in single A that's a surprise. And we'll see how many of those surprises are still standing as we get into the semifinals at the end of this night.
Yeah, the one that's not there that went out early was Brooks County. And I think that's one that's
Brooks County got beat. Yeah, you're right, by Bleckley County. Bleckley County is still in it. Head coach by Von Lasseter. Mm-hmm. Bleckley County is still in the mix. So knocked out Brooks County early. The Hammer went home early this year.
Went home early. Matt, you guys did a great job all year. Like I said, Sam and I enjoy watching you every Friday night here in the studio. What game stood out maybe as the best game you guys caught all year, the game you enjoyed the most?
Well, I mean, just as far as pure drama, I think the Cartersville Calhoun game ended up being the most dramatic game we did the whole year. It went three overtimes and a 50-48 final, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while now, but yeah, Calhoun knocked off Cartersville 50-48 in triple overtime. So that probably was the most dramatic game that we had the whole year, and a rivalry game on top of that.
And it affected tonight. Because of that outcome, Carter's was playing Coffey, Calhoun's playing Ware. That would have flopped if the other team, you know, if we'd changed that two-point conversion or whatever. So those games, I tell Sam all the time, those games matter. You know, those games matter.
They do matter. And we saw it. Yeah, and we saw that last year, the flip-flop, where in the second round. And that ended up really being the de facto state championship game in my mind last year. Calhoun, you know, they had to go to Ware County and win, which they did. And they ended up playing Warner Robins in the real state championship game, but it wasn't near as close as the Cartersville Warner Robins game was in the second round.
Seeing a lot of matchups. We just talking earlier, we talked about in Class 3A, you have three teams that could win tonight from the same region. We talk about Sandy Creek, and we talk about Carver, Atlanta, and Cedar Grove.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's a really strong region.
It's an incredibly strong region, and Cedar Grove has a great matchup tonight against Calvary Day. Jake Merklinger is the number one rated junior quarterback in the state. And he's leading Calvary Day, a very talented Calvary Day team up from Savannah to take on Cedar Grove tonight. That should be a very fun game to watch there in 3A as well. That's 1-2, I think. That's 1-2 in our rankings tonight.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be a great game. Matt, you do a great job highlighting guys who need offers or want offers or getting people on the radar. Who's somebody
make
that stands
that
out to
offer.
You? Who's somebody that needs to somebody needs to make a kid an offer? Who's somebody that stands out to you?
You know what? There's almost one in every game that we do this year. I mean, from last week's game, you got the junior running back Cam Robinson. And I usually don't like to do juniors because they still got time to get their offers. I try to focus on seniors, but. You know, him from our last game that we did, Cam Robinson from Mill Creek. He's a guy, doesn't have any offers, rushed for about 150 yards against North Cobb in the state playoffs last week. The week before, you had Wes Roberts, the quarterback from North Forsyth, Logan Curry from North Forsyth as well. So lots of guys. On this week's show, by the way, we are highlighting a number of guys from North Forsyth. Mason Lawson is going to be in there. Cole Leroy is in there as well. And Kevin Thomas from Brunswick is a guy we're highlighting this week on our show that airs at 7 o'clock. Henry Broadnax, who was the quarterback, just wrapped up his senior season with Trinity Christian. Aiden Ruck, another North Forsyth guy who's very talented, missed about half the season with a broken ankle. Probably hurt his recruiting a little bit, but he's a guy I think he's going to end up somewhere as well. So those are some of the guys that we'll be highlighting on our show tonight.
It's an awesome show.
It is.
Awesome show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love seeing that and highlighting guys like that. Cause so many good players out there. So many.
Yeah. I hope it helps somebody. I don't know. I mean, we're just giving them some publicity. We can't by any means get them an offer, but we try to shine a little bit of light on them. Maybe they get a little publicity. Maybe that helps them out a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can definitely help. Matt, you guys have a great call tonight. Walton and Carrollton coming up at 7:30. Of course, you're going to get things started with updates on recruiting at 7 o'clock. You guys have a great night, great call.
And it was a big recruiting item today. Won't be in the show tonight. Just happened late this afternoon. We record that show. But Andrew Harris, the wide receiver from Oklahoma, flipped to Georgia this afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's a big one.
Oh, hey, yeah. Do that, man.
Breaking news.
It's good for the Bulldogs.
It really
good
is.
For the Bulldogs.
It really
Bulldogs.
Is. Really is. Of course, they got Tech coming up tomorrow. Matt, thanks so much. Enjoy the game tonight. We're going to be watching.
Absolutely. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.